Its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. Gracious Father, these words were not spoken by man, but by you. Just as the first verses of Genesis describe you speaking things into existence, so these verses in Psalm 1 describe the same thing. You have taken us, trees that produced only bad fruit, and have transformed us into great trees of life. We have not done this, you have. Help us to see ourselves as you see us. May we live as though we have been transformed us into mighty men and women in your kingdom. Let us have eyes to see the beautiful stream of life that flows and nourishes our roots and produces the blessing of our God. Look down even now on this congregation and see in each face the pleasant tree which you have planted. As trees of life, we now come before your throne with our petitions. We ask for revival to come upon our world. All around us is chaos and darkness, just as it was in the beginning of creation. All of this will remain unless you speak a creative word. Speak that the world we live in might be turned back to you. Raise from the dead men and women who would then sing your praises. Use all the circumstances that surround us at this time in history to call men and women to new life. Especially we ask that you remember our families, our children, our grandchildren, our brothers and sisters and mothers and fathers. Speak into their hearts the beautiful words of redemption. Father, we ask that you would watch over John and Annette as they go and settle in a new place. Thank you for bringing them to us. Our prayer is that we were as great a blessing to them as they were to us. Father, after the things that have happened in our nation, how could we not pray? All that has occurred seems shocking to us, but you knew all along. For you, there was no surprise. You have set men in power, and they are about to take their place. Hear our prayer now for them. May they bow their knee willingly to you and follow you, laying down their own agendas. Or may you open their eyes and they be afraid. Keep a close eye on your bride, the true church. Use us as a weapon in your hand of both judgment and healing. May we rise up and speak the truth that the world so desperately needs to hear. You, Father of Jesus, rule and reign, and all will have to give an account to you, and you will repay each for all they have done, whether good or bad. Let your light shine in and through us, that the world might see. Now hear us as we rise to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is proper and right to do so.
Truly it is good and right that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting King, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who fulfilled his promise when he poured out the Holy Spirit upon the church.
And now by his Spirit's power, we also ascend to join the angels and all the company of heaven, and the whole church on earth in praising your glorious name.
Oh, come to this, the fulfillment of the peace offering as we find it in the scriptures, let us remember that it is Jesus Christ. He is our peace, the scriptures say. He is our peace. Our Lord Jesus, in the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread and he gave thanks. Father God, our earthly fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. But you have given us the true bread of heaven, that a man may eat of it and not die. Evermore, Lord, give us of this bread. Amen. And when he had given thanks, he broke the bread and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." And he took the cup and he gave thanks. Our Father, we thank you that as often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we do show the Lord's death until he comes. And he gave it to them, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me."
Thank you.
Almighty God, you provide the true bread from heaven, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Grant that we who have received the sacrament of his body and his blood may abide in him and he in us, that we may be filled with the power of his endless life, now and forever. Amen. Upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.